Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been talking this past few weeks about the wilderness and the promised land. Today, I want to talk with you about possessing the land. The Lord wants each and every Christian to take hold of or possess the promised land for their individual life. He wants you to walk in victory and abundance in your marriage, in your family life, in your finances, in the career which He has placed you in, and in every area of your personal life. God wants you to possess the land. But there are elements of possession that are vital for us to understand in order for us to take hold of what God has for us in the promised land. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, we read these words, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show them any mercy." There are specific elements of possession or of possessing the land that we need to understand if we are going to take a hold of all that God has for us in the promised land of victory for each of our lives. The Hebrew word that's translated into the English word possess and also dispossess are from the same root word, which means to occupy by driving out the previous tenants and possessing in their place. It also means to seize, to cast out, and to inherit. God wants you to seize the promised land for your life. He wants you to inherit the promised land, both spiritually, family-wise, emotionally, financially, in every arena that you face on a daily basis. God wants you to occupy by driving out the previous tenants. Have there been enemies in the land of your marriage? Have there been enemies in the land of your finances? Have there been enemies in the land of your progress and career? It's important that you recognize the spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual goings-on that are behind your life. There are things in the spirit that are not obvious to natural eyes that we need to understand in order to have victory. And one of these things that we see here is understanding that in order to possess the promised land in each area of your life, you're going to have to seize it or occupy it by driving out any previous tenants and possessing it in their place. Understand that Satan has a plan for your life as well as God has a plan for your life. Satan's plan is to steal from you your joy. He intends to steal your happiness. He intends to steal your health. He intends to steal your marriage, your family, anything he can steal. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. We see in John 10:10, according to the words of Jesus. Whereas Jesus said about himself, he's come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. And it's that abundant life that is represented in the picture of the promised land. But in order to take hold of it, you are going to have to occupy it, seize it by driving out the previous tenants and possessing it in their place. Here in Deuteronomy 7, as we have just read, it says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land that you go to possess, it tells you about these different enemies, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. To take the promised land in your life, whatever area it is that you have the greatest need, Understand, you are going to have to overcome evil with good. And the Greek word translated overcome in that scripture means to subdue, to conquer, to prevail, or get the victory. It's the same picture of taking the promised land by force. Understand, when you have an area of your life, whether it be marriage and family, whether it be finances, whether it be your career, you want, of course, to have the promised land blessings that belong to you according to the word of God. You're going to have zero tolerance for the enemies that have been in that land. You can't decide, well, okay, I'll just kind of cohabitate with them. I'll take part and they can have part. No, God wants you to have zero tolerance. It says, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. When Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land, the first thing they did was take Jericho. And by divine intervention, supernatural power, the walls of Jericho fell down as Joshua and the children of Israel obeyed God. They got their victory, but there was one person in that camp or in the army of Israel that sinned in the process. God had told them to utterly destroy Jericho, to burn it, to get rid of everything, not to take any of the personal effects that would be found in that city. He called them, God called them, accursed things. In other words, they were doomed for destruction. God had said, those are things I want to destroy. And they represented everything that heathen nation pursued, which was against God. But Achan took some of those accursed things, and it was bars of silver. He took some Babylonian garment, and he hid those things in his tent. And the scripture shows us in Joshua 7, verses 11 and 12, that God revealed why the children of Israel were easily defeated in their next battle of the tiny little city called Ai. They ran from their enemies. They didn't destroy them. They didn't have victory, which God had promised they would have in the promised land. But God identified why when Joshua cried out to him. The Lord told Joshua that Israel has sinned. They've transgressed my covenant, which I commanded. They've taken some of the accursed things, the things devoted for destruction. They've stolen and put them in among their own baggage. And then verse 12 tells us that is why the Israelites could not stand before their enemies, but fled before them. They are accursed and have become accursed. I will cease to be with you unless you destroy the accursed things from among you. Understand, you cannot tolerate things that God has devoted to destruction. The things of this world, which God hates, you cannot have a little of that in your life and also enjoy the blessings of the promised land in your marriage. You can't have a little bit of pornography and also enjoy the blessings of marital love. Those things don't go together, and you will not be able to stand before the enemies that will come against you trying to steal the promised land possession from you unless you have zero tolerance for the things that God has zero tolerance for. You must conquer them and utterly destroy them. Remember, the elements of possession include occupying the promised land by driving out previous tenants. That has to do with marriage, family, finances, spiritual life, your work setting, every arena you deal with every day. You must conquer them and utterly destroy them. Zero tolerance. The third element of possession is this: you must make no covenant and show them no mercy. That means you cannot compromise with the enemy. No mercy or no allowance for the enemy to remain in your life. You must be merciless when it comes to compromise. You must be merciless when it comes to sin in your life in order to possess the promised land to its fullness. God wants you to have the promised land blessings in your finances, but if you gamble a little bit, play the lottery a little bit, the things that God says are an abomination, understand, you will not be able to possess the land as God intended. You have to have no mercy. You have to make no covenant. Covenant simply means an agreement. If you agree, oh, the lottery's not a problem, playing lotto's not a problem, or whatever area, little gambling doesn't hurt, go to Las Vegas for the weekend, you've got an agreement with something God has no agreement with. You must be merciless when it comes to compromise or sin in your life in order to possess the promised land to its fullness, or it will turn you away from God and eventually destroy you. The fourth element of possession or of possessing the land is this. You must walk by faith in God's promise of victory, even when it looks like there's more enemies in the promised land than you ever imagined. You must walk by faith. You have to be like Joshua and Caleb. And they walk by faith, not by sight, like the other 10 spies that wandered in the promised land looking around with Joshua and Caleb that we see described in Numbers chapter 13. Understand this. Many people never walk into the promised land in their Christian life because they are waiting to see victory come to them first, and then they'll go in. They are standing in fear rather than in faith. If you wait to see victory in your marriage first before you go after it, before you utterly destroy everything that is opposed to God in your marriage, remove everything, pursue with all your heart, drive out the previous occupants and possess it, all of those things. If you wait to see victory first, you'll never go into the promised land. If Joshua had waited to see from the other side of the Jordan whether they would conquer the promised land, they would have never entered it. You have to take steps of faith first. You have to take steps that agree with God first, even if it looks like the enemy will take you out. God wants to bless you in every area of your life. He wants you to possess the land, but be vigilant and trust God, and He will help you to take the land. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we continue in this study of the wilderness and the promised land.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.